Welcome to Rethink Real Estate. My name is Ben Brady, and this is a real estate podcast aimed to deliver sales strategies, marketing tips, and business insights from industry experts and myself to build a listing-focused business for the future. Let's get into it. Okay, team, welcome back to another episode of Rethink Real Estate. We're really excited for you to listen to Mr. Jesse Salas, one of our auction pioneers down in San Diego. Jesse is a real estate rock star in the San Diego area, and he's got some absolute awesome content for you to listen to coming up here on this episode. However, it was early on in us relaunching Rethink Real Estate in our podcast journey, so we didn't have all the fancy stuff, and we had to record it over Zoom, so the film quality or the quality of the video is actually really low. So apologies for that in advance. And we do have a few little audio glitches. We just wanted to give you the heads up there. However, Jesse is an absolute rock star and you're going to enjoy this upcoming episode of Rethink Real Estate. Now, if you haven't liked, follow or subscribe, we would really appreciate that on any of the platforms that you're either listening or watching. Here we go. Let's get into the episode. Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Rethink Real Estate podcast. Today we have a guest that I think has probably been one of the people that has forged the way of the auction process in North America. Somebody that has been with us, I'm not going to say from day one, Jesse, because we brought Drew on to the family of auctions. When did Drew come on board? When did he come on board?
That's a good question. 2016?
Yeah, I think it might have been 16. So we got here 14. And then that first year we didn't do any auctions because we were obviously just learning it and doing all that type of stuff. So we were only a year behind our first auctions in San Diego. But a little bit of more of an introduction to Jesse is that not only is Jesse one of our dear friends at Harcourt's Auctions, but also not to mention he's one of our leading agents over the last 12 months for the auction process. He also is a business owner of three locations now, a new one that's just open as well within San Diego and out in Temecula. He's got a team of roughly, I'm going to round the number out at about 100 agents that that he operates with. But not to mention it's different is that, you know, Jesse is also an owner-operator within the auction process, but he also is a coach for every single agent out there. Jesse, welcome to the Rethink Real Estate podcast. I believe you were on an earlier episode, when we first started this, and as we rekindle it and start talking about a little bit of the auction method. The reason I've got you on today is that I think that knowing the ups and downs that we've had with the process within any individual marketplace that we've had, you've experienced them, mate. So that's what I really wanted to sort of talk to today, if you don't mind.
No, thanks for having me on. It's nice to be back on the podcast. Love it.
That's it. Well, I guess, mate, one of the things that I wanted to sort of speak to you about, first of all, is a little bit of a situation of that you were somebody that entered the real estate space and did quite well from day one. You weren't very aware of auction whatsoever. You probably weren't aware of it for the first X amount of years of your career. And then all of a sudden, this new concept got introduced to you and into your business. One of the biggest challenges that we see is an agent adopting auction into an already established and moving business. Can you give me your first thoughts on your first auctions, you know, how that all came about, you know, how it all went for you, all those different parts?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back a step even from there. I mean, the first time you hear auction, I think gimmick, right? You know, what is this? How's this going to help?
Coming in guns blazing in the beginning. Guns blazing. Piece of shit. I mean,
we all think it, right? And it took a little while for me to embrace it. And I had some ups and downs with it. But I think what really triggered for me is, you know, I'd like to say from the very start of my career that I was, you know, doing really well and just went up from there, but it didn't work that way. I had the first really solid year, second year was good. And then the third and fourth year just kind of died. And I realized that I just needed to get better in what I do. I needed to surround myself with better people. I need to have better tools and so forth. And one of the things that really kind of launched me into where I'm at today was, of all things, expired listings. Why? I don't know. I'm attracted to expired listings. And what I realized was there's a flaw in our industry as real estate agents. You know, we're taught how to launch a listing, mega open houses, beautiful marketing, all of these great things. But when a home doesn't sell, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later from launching that listing, we go back to the seller and we say, well, guess we got to lower the price. That's it. There's nothing more really to do. Yeah, you can take it off the MLS and put it back on and trick buyers. But to me, that was just mind-blowing that we're taught how to launch a listing and make it sound sexy and exciting and convince the sellers. And then when it doesn't work, well, let's lower the price. There was a
So flaw. Can I ask, let's dive into that a little bit. I know I'm cutting you off in the middle of your story, but you know me, I can't sit there when there's a good point of that. Why do you think that the industry has zero education around educating a seller or what to do in a situation where the market changes or that property isn't selling? Why do you think that is? Remove auction out of the equation, having that tool in your tool belt now and all that stuff. Why do you think that people just don't understand that element of real estate?
Well, I don't think anybody wants to talk about failure because essentially we failed, right? If we promise a price to a seller and we're so confident in our process and our systems and everything that we do, and if it doesn't work in 2 weeks, I mean, we don't want to bring up the fact that, hey, it didn't work out. Sorry. Right. We're not going to blame ourselves.
So pride, ego, all of those different things.
Exactly. We're not going to blame ourselves. Mm-hmm. Right. It's easier to blame the price. Simple as that.
Yeah. Well, sorry. So you've made an incredibly good point in the very beginning of this, and I've cut you off in the middle of your story and progressing into getting introduced to auction.
Well, I mean, look, knowing that there wasn't a solution or process, that irked me. I thought, wow, as an industry, we can do better, right? What else is out there? And so that's really where I started with my career. And by the way, at this point, I'm not thinking auction. Auction is way down the line. I'm just thinking that more can be done to justify the price. And hey, don't get me wrong. Maybe it is price, right? There could be the condition. It could be the location. It could be a lot of things. I would say most of the time, yeah, probably a little overpriced. But I think we're too quick. We jump the gun, right, to immediately go to that. And here's the struggle that we have is now all of a sudden we make an enemy out of our client. There's friction, right? At least for me, I want to get from start to end with my client as a friend. I want it to be positive. Yeah, there's going to be some negatives here and there, but I want to make sure that they believe in me, they trust me, that they think I'm doing everything possible to get their home sold. And so if I immediately go back and essentially contradict everything that I just said 2-3 weeks ago, right, by saying we have to lower the price, there's a little bit of unease there, maybe even a little bit of distrust. Have you done enough, Jesse? And let's be honest, what we see out there in the industry is we see a lot of sellers say, look, no, you haven't done enough, Mr. or Mrs. Agent. I'm going to go find another agent that is going to put more work, more effort into it. And I think
do you think a part of an agent not bringing that up with a seller is their fear of ultimately the answer to that question? Because where I'm going with this is that, again, many moons ago, I did real estate auctions in Australia where I was a very arm's length party, a very, very, very third party in the equation, like wasn't even involved from day one or anything along those lines. And one of the things that I would do is the day before the auction is that I would always ask the seller a question when we do a little bit of a conversation leading into auction day and things along those lines of, hey, do you believe that your agent did everything in that their power in order to get you your desired outcome? And, you know, I had a lot of repeat customers. Like I do 20, 30, 40, 50 auctions for people a year, individual people, and they'd know I'd ask that question. Many of them asked me to stop asking that question because they were afraid of the answer.
And that's exactly right. And let's be fair, right, to our own industry, my colleagues. If the home is overpriced, why as an agent do I want to put more time, effort, and money into something that you know is not going to sell, right? And that's where you get stuck. That's where it's, right? Now what's going to happen? I'm going to, as an agent, is going to do less or at least not enough of what the buyer thinks, seller thinks that we should be doing. That's when you start losing trust. That's when you may ultimately lose the client.
Got it. Yeah. Makes sense completely, mate. Absolutely. So then once you've taken all of these realizations and you've come up into that, there would have been a period of time, because you mentioned that this is well before even being introduced to auction, that you came with these realizations, obviously being an agent of your caliber, is that you can't not do as much real estate as you and not figure that out a little bit. And I guess that the what did you try to do without auction as a tool in your tool belt?
One, I think putting myself in the shoes of the seller, right? Really figuring out what the problem was and going in and trying to solve that versus the average agent who's essentially going in and doing the same exact thing or a variation of the thing that the previous agent did, right? Making sure I didn't fall in those lines. Because let's face it, when a property goes expired, you're going to get hundreds of agents reaching out to the seller saying that they can do a better job. And it usually consists of, I have a buyer, I have better marketing, I have better systems, something along those lines. And really, there's not much difference between that, you know, versus what was already done. So for me, what I started noticing is whether it was repositioning the home, whether it was trying to remarket the home, going after a different target audience, looking at the psychology, looking at the negatives or the feedback that was previously given. There's all kinds of things that I was looking at. Bottom line is I just needed more people through the front door. It was very simple. That's it, right? In order for me to sell the home at the highest price possible, to match exactly what the seller was hoping to get, I had to have an audience. And in many cases, these homes, I like to say, had a story to tell. But it doesn't matter how great that story is. If there's no audience, it's a worthless story. So
preaching to the choir, bud. I love this.
So for me, it's like, what do I have out there? What's available to me to provide that audience, right? And you know, I went down the path of, well, you have a professional photographer. I'm going to get a better professional photographer, right? You did video. I'm going to have video with actors in it. You did a mega open house. I'm going to do a better mega open house. I mean, where does it end? You put out 15 signs. I'm going to put out 25 signs.
Jesse, that sounds incredibly expensive.
It can be. And very time consuming as well. And does it work? Yes. And I say a lot of those things because I still continue to do those things, right? When relaunching a listing. But I felt like there was still something missing. And that's, as I'm exploring and seeing what else is out there in the industry, that's when auction came into play. Now, when I first heard it, I did not think, auction can help expired listings. I just thought,
can I ask an immediate thought when you first heard about the auction concept? You said gimmick in the first degree. And again, I'm happy to dive into that word a little bit more, but can I ask why? Because like I talk about this all the time, is that when I sat in front of a seller for our first auction presentation we ever did in Vista, San Diego, I sat in front of that seller and I mentioned the word auction because the agent gave me the permission to do so. Many times is that we don't even get the opportunity to talk about auction because ultimately the agent doesn't give us the opportunity to. But when I sat in front of that seller, you can imagine the reaction to that word auction because of the nature of the, you know, the stressed real estate marketplace. As an agent, though, I guess that where was your mental set with it? Why was it gimmick? Why was it something that you didn't think was there from an expired perspective?
So I think you hit on one of it, right? That distressed model, that foreclosure. A lot of people see and hear that. I was I don't know if this was the minority or the other side of the coin, but I immediately thought of online auctions, which quite frankly, weren't that popular. There was some shadiness involved too. There was no credibility there. And there was a lot, I partake in quite a bit of, there was a lot of hoops that you had to jump through in order to participate. Not even hoops, man, like rings of fire you had to get through. So
that's good.
So, you know, no trust, and you know, anything new tends to bring uneasiness, right? And you already start challenging it. So just wasn't ready to embrace it quite yet. And that's coming again from an agent perspective, not necessarily from that seller's perspective.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I think that as an agent's perspective, that's one of the perspectives that doesn't get looked into as much as what it ultimately should. Because, you know, we're going to talk a little bit today, and I want to bring up the notion of the other agents. Once you became the auction agent, so to speak, not that it's a majority of your business, it's certainly probably a little bit more of a minority of your business, maybe not over the last 12 months. But the reality is that, you know, it's still not everything that you do, how you became that spokesperson for it. But as you led into it, talk me through your first auction. I would have done your first auction with you.
Yeah, you did. It was way out in El Cajon. Remember that?
Oh, you're the bastard that took me out there. That's right. When people say to me, so I still get this. Let's say I'm at a party and people are like talking about San Diego or something along those lines. Someone might mention El Cajon and they'll be like, oh, do you know where that is? And I'm like, yeah, I do. They're like, no, you don't. You've never been there. No, I've been there way more than I thought I ever would.
I can just see you putting it in your GPS thinking, shit, I got to go way out there.
I said to Calista, I remember, was your listing the one where we could see Mexico?
No, that wasn't mine. No.
Okay. All right. It might have been someone else's, but anyway.
No, not mine. Wait, you know, real quick though, before we jump into that, you brought up something that I think is important. You mentioned that some, you know, the agent gave you permission or didn't give you permission to bring up the word auction. And that hit me because for whatever reason, sometimes you still have that stigma with the word auction. So when I'm out there explaining auction to agents, or I'm explaining it to potential sellers that have interest in trying to do something different with their property, I've found that if I don't lead with the word auction, right, there's so much more interest in it, which is kind of sad, right? If I bring up auction, all of a sudden the wall goes up, not interested, that's not for me, right? The three common denominators I hear is, look, I don't have to go that route. I'm not desperate. I have equity in my home. I'm not in a rush, right? Like, whoa, that's not us, right? The wall's up, and now everything that I say, they're hearing through a filter of, that's not for me. And so they're very closed-minded. But if I start giving them some of the subtle differences or the process that we have behind auction and how it works and what it's doing, or maybe what it did recently, there's so much interest. I can introduce the word auction later on and they don't even think twice. Oh, really?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think that this is why, Jesse, it's so important to get your perspective on this. One, not only are you a leader of an organization that coaches agents and getting them to do auction, you see the efficiencies of what it does to their business and what it's done to your own. You're doing it in your own right as well. And you're in there in the trenches doing it, but also you're out there recruiting agents for your business as well and talking to them about auction and almost getting the same initial reaction from that agent as what you might do with the sellers in that first degree of it. But, you know, I think that, tell me if you think that this is correct, is that the first anticipation of what's going to come out of your mouth when you bring up auction, right, is so vastly different to when at the end of that explanation, 9 times out of 10, people are so much more open to it after that explanation.
Yeah. I mean, they're totally open to it. It just, you know, I don't want to say that there's flaws in the regular way of doing real estate, the traditional way, but there are some imperfections. As simple as that.
This is where I'm going to take a baseball back to the politically correct, ladies and gentlemen. There is a shitload of problems with traditional real estate. And don't get me wrong, we 60% of a lot of our business from a company standpoint is traditional real estate. But realistically, is that it's only that because ultimately people might not want to venture down that path of auction. But that's another conversation. Tell me about El Cajon.
Wait. It's a great conversation, right? Because for me, at least with my business, and I was saying this for years, I haven't said this in some time, but I would say about 80% of the opportunities that I had a listing presentation wise as an agent to meet with a seller face to face came from the idea of auction, right? Okay. But I think early on, maybe 20-25% of those clients actually went the auction route, and that's fine, right? I mean, one of the things that we coined in our office is, we're not auction agents, we're option agents.
That's like almost borderline dad joke for you, mate, but that's pretty good.
That was actually our 2022 mantra. We are option agents. We give our clients options, right? And there's studies out there, of course, that you've seen, sales studies that show that if you give your clients options, they have better experiences and they're more likely to work with you. Right. And so that allowed us, because let's be clear, some people love the idea of auction. Some people just don't want to go down that route. And if I decide that I'm just going all in with auction, I might hurt myself from a business perspective by labeling myself just that auction agent. I want to make sure that they're comfortable with it. They believe in it just as much as I do. So giving them that option, letting them know that, hey, we can sell it the old fashioned traditional way, or we can look towards auction. Right. Or it can be a plan B. Could be a plan A, either or. But the option agent was really big for us. And that's what really allowed me to get my foot in the door. And as real estate agents and our agents that we have in our office right now, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for more at-bats. Auction gave me more at-bats.
Wow, that's, you know, the powerful statement, mate. Powerful indeed. Indeed.
Thank you.
So take us through your first few auctions. I really want to get a handle, because it's been a long time since you and I did those together. Like, I'd be lying if I said I remembered the properties, but you know, the reality is that, you know, that's probably something that we never sort of digested going through the process together.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely was an uneasy feeling going through the auction at first. Like, there's a little bit of uneasiness now today. At different stages, at different levels, right? What's going to happen on auction day? Should it make it there? But the process is very different, right? It's similar, but in the sense it's very different. Let's just take the open house, for example, right? The way we conduct the open houses, the way we conduct the showings, very different than the traditional model, which allows buyers and buyers agents to come whenever they want, whenever they please. Not a fan of that for many reasons, and we can always dive into that. But having everybody come through that one open house was very interesting to me. My first concern, Ben, was because we're funneling all those showings through that one day, essentially that 1 hour, nobody's going to show up, right?
Just for clarity for those that don't understand, is that restricting the timeframes of showings is one of the first things that we do with the auction process. But the nature of this is that we restrict it to a time frame that is far shorter than what a traditional open house would be. It doesn't make any great sense from that perspective. Not to mention as well is that it's an obligation that we get everybody's names and numbers, not only that we have to follow up with so that therefore we can paint a clear picture for the sellers, but also so that ultimately we can communicate with all of those people. If we do get an offer prior to auction, leading into auction day, it just creates this sense of knowing that is so much better. So sorry, mate, sorry to cut you off, but your fear was that no one would turn up.
No one would turn up, right? The number of calls I can't make it, right? My clients are going out of town. I'll be very honest with you, very few clients go out of town. It's the agents that go out of town. That's what I've learned, because their clients end up being there. But that was a fear. Who's going to show up, right? How am I going to handle, right, the questions of what is the price that the seller really wants, right? Can I just buy it now? There was all these things going through my mind, and there was that fear, there was that worry. Long story short, with that, it worked out really well. The number of people that came through was pretty crazy. Having a line of people, and this isn't 2020, 2021, when we had lines of people. This is going back to 2016, 2017, literally had lines of people ready to come in the house.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. I'll give you one story, and I always bring this one up because I think it's a great story. There was a property in one of your other favorite areas, Valley Center. Ramona. And I remember I got this call randomly from a homeowner that said, "Hey, we've had the home listed on the market with a really good agent, really, really good agent. We just haven't been able to get anything going. We had it rebuilt, it's staged, it's beautiful. 25, 30 minute conversation. He's ready to have me over. I'm excited, right? Heck yeah, I want to come over and have an opportunity to sell this home." And so at the very end, I said, "Okay, text me your address." We hang up. I get the address. It's Ramona. Thinking, oh man, this is far. Hey, I'll take it. But this is far.
Yeah.
Get in the car a couple of days later. It was about a 4 mile dirt road to get to his house. Now, this wasn't just any dirt road. I mean, my car was bouncing all over the place. It was not the right place to take any kind of just regular sedan. So I'm thinking, no wonder. We get to the house, large driveway up. It's beautiful. Beautiful. You had 360 degree views of all of Ramona, mountains. I mean, it was stunning, and it was a rebuilt house. And the problem that owner had was that, number one, nobody was going to see the property because it was so far out. Not only was it far out being Ramona, but for Ramona standards, it was far out. But in addition to that, many people that started going just canceled, because when they got on that same dirt road, they said, forget it. We got to drive this every day. So this goes back to what I was saying a couple minutes ago. You had this beautiful home that had been completely rebuilt, that was upgraded, that had stunning views. It had a story, but it had no audience. I think this is like my third auction.
And I vaguely remember this property. I vaguely remember it.
Yeah. There's another story behind this one too. But so I'm not sure what's going to happen, because I think auction's going to work. This is the way we need to go. The sellers believed it. They were frustrated. They knew that the agent they previously had pulled out all the stops. What else is there left to do? Mind you, they had interviewed, I think, 6 or 7 other agents prior to me, and felt the same thing that we had mentioned, is this is what we've already done. In fact, our agent probably did a better job than what we're interviewing. What are we going to do? That's how it landed in our lap. That first open house, I remember I'm in the kitchen and I felt like a professor. There was probably about 48 people or so just standing, raising questions, raising their hand, asking questions about the auction. I was there by myself. I wish I would have had somebody else there. Never expected. Wish I could go back and videotape that, because there was something just so exciting about that, knowing that this house had nobody there prior. And now look how many people we have, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
I think that, and again, don't get me wrong, the end outcome is to sell it for a price that everybody's comfortable with. But even to show the sellers that you were able to do that would have just been a complete change of pace and a format of credibility would have been achieved from just that in itself. Because credibility is so often the thing that ultimately, you know, the sellers really want to feel when it comes to making the end decision. Did Jesse do everything in his power to get me the end result? If I'm going to accept this offer that might be a little less than what I want, that process of elimination is so important. And that's what auction really does do, tick those boxes all the way through.
So we talked. We talked about educating like our clients, right? And we talk about that from price perspective and comps and all that good stuff. But I always joke around with the agents, and I think this is really funny because when we hold an open house, we get there, right? We say goodbye to the seller. We open it up. We get everything ready. And regardless of how many people we have come through, and if there's a lot of people, what do? We lock up. We turn off the lights, and we leave the home in the same condition as when we got there. And then we tell the sellers, it was a great open house. And they get home and they look around and say, is anybody even here? What do you mean it was a great open house? Like, that doesn't, I don't know if I believe Jesse that it was a great open house. What does great mean? So the reason why I bring that up is because that same open house, I remember taking my camera out there and videotaping the driveway. And the reason why I went out to the driveway is people were honking. They were upset. People coming up, people coming down, somebody blocked somebody in. It was like a madhouse out there. Right. And I videotaped that to them. They couldn't believe that that was their driveway. And they specifically told me, we would have never believed there was that many people in our house. Right. Unless the fact that you actually sent that.
So
video.
Really, that's such a good point. That is such a good point. You know, like, don't get me wrong. You've got the, with all due respect to the people that are listening, that might be those people, is you've got the people that have got the creepy Ring cameras and stuff like that. Now that you're technically not allowed to watch people. Okay. Without their opinion, their permission. Okay. But I guess that, you know, that is such a great point. You do leave it try and leave it as you found it, so to speak, is that, and it doesn't feel like there was that hustle and bustle through the property that there once was and them taking a word on it. But that probably also leads to the perspective of actually taking the names and numbers down of people at the front door that then you can show them in the written reports and also that physical list to go, guys, we had a great turnout today.
Yeah. That's always a really powerful one, not just to be able to justify the traffic that we came through, but to do what a lot of us as agents just don't do, right, is following up, right? Seeing if there's anything there.
That's 100% right. So mate, you obviously experienced the success of auction. I want to get to the transition of that where you've really implemented it into your business. That's one part I'd love to hear from you, is how you implemented it into your business to be a tool in the tool belt now versus something that, you know, is new and I may try it and let's see how we go. But then the other part of this as well that I really want to get an understanding of from you is not only how you implemented it into your business to be a staple, it's also then how you made the transition now to deal with the agents out there that are, you know, relatively aggressive about it as well, but they don't like it. So how did you bring it into your business to be, you know, certainly a pillar of your business?
Yeah. I think bringing it into my business, for me, I had to believe in it. That's a big part of it, right? I had to actually see the results that came from it. And, sure. You know, it reminds me of an agent that we have in our office right now who got that call, 30 days ago or so, that says, hey, we have to sell right now, right? And of course, they want to sell for somewhat of a higher price in a market that's slowed down quite a bit. And it's the holidays, right? And really putting him in a tough position. And this was his first auction. I know he joined us because he loved the idea of the auction, but he sold a lot of homes and he hasn't used the auction process. And to be fair, maybe he hasn't really needed to over the past 2 years. But he embraced the idea of auction, but there was a lot of hesitation. Long story short, fast forward to today, he knows he made the right decision. The number of people that came through the property, the number of online views that he can pull and show his clients. I mean, it's hands down, in a slow time of year, in a slow market, he has everything against him, but he was able to see success there. This is somebody that it reminds me of me. He's good at what he does, very methodical, has his own system, introducing something new, but there's some hesitation there. You know, auction needs to make me a believer before I move on to the next home and try to sell it as an auction. And he's right there. He's ready to take his other property right now. By the way, that's in the same complex, right? Like four or five houses down, that's received like three calls versus this other one that's almost a model match that's, you know, just gone gangbusters. He's now ready to flip that one to auction. It's about believing. So for that agent, similar to me, that's when we started incorporating into our business, right?
Yeah.
I think also a big part of it is when you see how many people are coming through and you realize, look, if I want to sell this home and make the sellers happy and get that paycheck, I got a tall task. I need to bring a lot of people to the property. And so that's when I became very passionate, I think, about presenting the option of the auction to the clients, but also letting them know, and this is the reality of it, is auction takes a lot more time. It can be somewhat of a headache for me to go through the process. Look, I got the traditional down. We do a lot marketing-wise when we list a home traditionally, but you throw now auction onto it. We continue to do the same marketing, of course, but you add that other level or layer being auction and so many more calls. You know, it's kind of funny. During COVID, when things were going crazy, I remember I listed an auction property and, you know, my poor girlfriend at the time, the number of calls that I had to pick up in a row, just like in a given 6 hours, I almost felt like turning my phone off.
Yeah.
It's the same. Tell me about this auction. I mean, she was able to pitch auction to me by the end of that day because I said the same thing over and over.
Can I ask, that's one of the things, I know that this is off topic a little bit, is that one of the things that that you just mentioned there is that, you know, sometimes auction is a lot more work. Do you believe that, again, auction will get a better result most of the time? Now, I have an inherent belief because, you know, we do 13,000 non-distressed auctions a year, and I know that only 1% of auctions will sell for more after auction than what we were able to get them before or on auction day. My belief is so embedded that I know that it's the only way and we will get more money. Now the reality that I see, Jesse, is that, again, you're the least lazy person that I know, hands down, and yet you still think about it sometimes, geez, traditional would be easier versus auction. When we know auction's a better opportunity for that seller, the general marketplace in general, sellers must be missing out left and right of money left on the table because agents are just, for lack of better terminology, and I'm not overly politically correct, is lazy, and they just don't want to offer it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I said that wasn't true. I mean, I think it's human nature. Call it laziness, call it human nature, right? We want to take the path of least resistance if we can get the same results. And there's, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We can't blame anybody. We can't truly say that, you know, we haven't done that ourselves in certain situations, but.
Oh, of course.
I think that helps me when I'm talking to the clients and being honest with them, letting them know, hey, look, this is going to require more work and more time on my part, a heck of a lot more work and time, but I believe so much in this, that this is the right way for us to go, that I'm willing to do that. For you,
yeah.
Ultimately for me as well. And I think when I say that, maybe not in those exact words, you know, that hits home with the sellers a little bit more because they also understand that if Jesse's having to put more work and time into something, right, and he believes he's going to get a better result, maybe there's something there. Why would anybody spend more time and put more work into something if they don't think they're going to get better results?
It's a really good point. Now, the final thing that I wanted to just touch on, and I know that we've gone probably a little bit past the time that I said, but this has been just incredible value, is that, Jesse, one of the things that I see you as, you know, is an avid defender of auction in many cases as well. You defend it to your own team for those that might not have as deep-seated belief in it. You defend it to other agents. And certainly in the beginning of auction in the marketplace of San Diego, where we were not well known, we hadn't done many, we didn't have many runs on the board. You came in a very raw format. You became an incredible advocate. And let's face it, we pissed off a lot of people bringing this into the marketplace as well. Why do you think that is, first of all? And second of all, how did you deal with them?
Yeah. Yes, yes, and yes. I think we have upset a lot. We've ruffled some feathers. A lot of real estate agents are creatures of habit. They don't want to change things. I think what it comes down to is they also have to do more work. And what I mean by that is when they see us start to bid from price, there might be a misconception from their seller that this is a property that's going to sell at that price, right? And I think the same for us. One of the problems that we could have as a Harcourt's agent in the auction not being properly perceived is the fact that we don't explain it, right? Mm. It's our responsibility to explain it and to educate our clients so that they do understand. But I also think that also falls on the other agents that are out there, is that in order for them to have their client feel comfortable and understand is they need to explain it as well. And I think it goes back to some of the things that we just said. It's just more work that they have to put out there. And I've seen it many times. I'll get agents in my open houses. Yeah, it's another hard courts listing. The number of calls I get on it from my clients. And you know, I don't want to say this to them. Some I will, because I know really well. It's what you had to field a call. You had to have a conversation with your client. Oh no, you had to educate your client. Oh God forbid, right? It's just explaining the process. And hey, look, I don't get as many pushback. I don't get as many agents pushing back as I used to, because we're doing a lot more auctions, and the number of, and I'm just going to say it, copycatters that are out there with auction is ridiculous. A testament to what we're doing. I'm happy to take that
all day long.
Right. But the number of big brokerages that are doing their own auctions or attempting to, and or maybe the brokerages don't have a platform, but the agents that are saying, hey, that's working over there, that's getting those guys more business, those girls more business, they're trying to implement something themselves that's just a team or an individual agent. There's quite a bit of people out there. So I think it's recognized a lot more in the industry right now. However, we do get from time to time agents that come in that say, yeah, my buyers are really pissed off. And I'll tell you what I say, I don't care. Educate them. The reality is all I care about is my seller. And I can tell you, my seller's not pissed off, right? My seller's not pissed off that there's 125 people in this house right now, right? And probably 10 offers coming in. So, you know, my due diligence is to my client, my seller, to maximize the exposure to someone, get as many people through the front door, right? So ultimately we can bring them something that they feel very comfortable knowing that they haven't left any money on the table. If you happen to get a buyer's agent or a buyer that is upset, you know, so be it. You know, it leads to it,
mate, is the fact that, you know, you want it to be an auction if there's a lot of interest on that property, because it adds to the transparent nature of the way that they can actually see it on a live auction format. If there is a lot of interest, the property is likely to go to auction itself, not sell prior to auction, and you can actually have the final say if you want it, not in a multiple offer situation. The other part of this as well, Jesse, that I think that it allows our agents to do is become experts in a field, to show clients that you are an expert within an individual field, but also within real estate. And then they would ultimately want to engage you as their realtor, for whether it be buying, whether it be selling their property, because you've been able to educate them. They say one of the biggest formats of building a relationship with somebody is being able to educate them on something that they don't know. And one of the things as a differential for an agent is that I have to admit, I've never found more people in the world than in North America that believe they know everything about real estate, even if they're not in real estate. So at least this presents you to be an expert in an individual field, and you have to train or educate them on the process in order to then engage them as a client. And I think that that presents that opportunity to grow business. Jesse, I think that you've been an incredible advocate for the auction process. You've certainly had a wonderful year this year, being one of our top auction agents within any of the areas that we operate in. But at the same point, mate, I just wanted to say thank you on behalf of the Harcourts auction team for being that advocate out there, defending the process avidly and actually having some faith in us in the beginning to give it a shot. Because you're right, the reputational element that you put on the line for this is important to anybody. And I think that you saw that we cared about that as much as you did when we did that first auction together, or those first few. So again, mate, we thank you for jumping on the podcast. Looking forward to having you on many, many more times as you can, you know, gracefully just articulate those beautiful auction points, even though he's come firing out of the gate, people, with auction's a gimmick. How about that?
Thought you'd enjoy that one. Awesome. Buddy. Right, hey, thanks, mate, for having me on. I appreciate it. It's a great time.
Thank you, buddy. Cheers, mate.
So about 75% of our audience hasn't liked, followed, or subscribed to our podcast. It would mean the world to us, and it would help this podcast more than you know to expand our reach if you were to like, follow, or subscribe on any of the platforms that you're watching or listening on. Thanks again.